Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $259 goes up to $299 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th to 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
September 25. 2 Samuel 21. Galatians 1. Ezekiel 28. Psalm 77. The opening lines of Paul's letters are usually crafted with great care. The simplest form of letters in the ancient Greek world was, "From me to you, greetings," often followed by some statement of thanks, and then the body of the letter. But Paul's customary practice is to tweak every component to anticipate what's coming in the rest of his letter. Thus, a study of his letter as a whole enriches our understanding of his opening lines, and vice versa. Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Paul does not always introduce himself as an apostle. Sometimes he uses no designation. For example, 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Sometimes he refers to himself as a servant. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Here he is, Paul, an apostle, because some people were troubling the Galatian Christians with a different gospel that was really no gospel at all, verses 6 and 7. And to do so, they had to undermine Paul's authority and dismiss him as, at best, a derivative apostle. Not so, Paul says. Not only is he an apostle, but he was sent not from men, nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father. Verse 1. His apostleship was not mediated, as if he had been commissioned by the Jerusalem church or by some individual first-class apostle there. Rather, he was sent by Jesus Christ, based on his Damascus Road experience of seeing the risen and exalted Jesus himself, and by God the Father. Paul further designates God the Father as the one who raised Jesus from the dead. Paul had seen the raised Jesus, the resurrected Jesus. In his years as a devout Pharisee, he had dismissed Jesus as an evil pretender, a malefactor, cursed by God, as was clear from the manner of his death. Seeing the resurrected Jesus for himself made Paul rethink everything. Jesus was vindicated by God himself, and the good news of which Paul was an apostle is grounded in Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. However much he insists on his apostolic status and authority, Paul wisely associates himself and his teaching with all the brothers with him. Verse 2. If the Galatians angle off toward this different gospel, they must know that they are not only turning away from Paul, but from the countless believers who agree with Paul. Instead of the traditional greeting, kairein, Paul uses the Christian word grace, charis, and the Jewish greeting, peace, shalom in Hebrew, and grounds these blessings in the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus, verses 3 through 5, not on any particular relationship to the law of Moses. Astonishingly, Paul leaves out the thanks section and immediately drives toward his astonished rebuke of the impending defection of his readers, verses 6 through 10. However rare, there are times when a rebuke will not wait.